Thank you. I'd like to say that I'm flabbergasted that so many people are here. And I'm afraid that I won't be able to come near the introduction that I've had, but thank you very much. I'd like to read some poems first tonight from my chapbook that Peter Porosky mentioned to you, Willamette. And I hope that I overcome some of my nervousness that way. Title poem. Willamette is the name of a river in Oregon, and I sort of grew up along it. Roughly translated, it means a river of many waters. Willamette. My life has always been here in the water. Home can never be in dry places, for I have grown in the colors of dusk and fog. River nights own me like Indian parents, and when the water is clear in season, I've seen what it keeps to itself. Blackberries have mixed my blood with their own, and the river stones have asked me to come with them. After July trout with the river's legitimate son. Brush never cut you, John, Indian or not, who didn't have to think about it, and you knew all the water. But there was a day we waded too deep. The dogs swept away and left us swimming one-handed with our gear through reddening beet cannery water. On the island bar we caught a pair of big flathead chubs and a cutthroat you said was a spawner, sea run and going for home, so we let it go. The chubs clapped on hot stones for buzzards. We crossed back at a better place, wet to our belts in beet juice water. Rocks under our canvas shoes were slicked with cannery garbage, and we could see downstream the heads of our dogs working the level water, coming and coming up the bleeding river.